The Ramban has a slightly different take, and we're gonna see what we see how we can take this. Says the Ramban. Okay, it's Yud Dalid Yud Zayin. So it says, right? So Hashem's saying, like, I'm just gonna wipe out this entire people. I just can't deal with them anymore. Eser Pamim, they keep on making mistake after mistake. Right, and then Moshe Rabbeinu davens to Hashem and b'shamu Mitzrayim ki alisa b'chochas amazem kirbo, and then they're just going to say you didn't have koch to bring them into Eretz Yisrael, etc. So it says in this pasuk, v'ata yigdal nakoach Hashem kasher dibarta lemor Hashem erach apayim v'rav chesed nosei avon v'achesha v'nakelu v'nakel poked avon avos abanim al shilashim v'arabim. So Moshe Rabbeinu, right, davens to Hashem and mentions Yud Gimel Midos, except it's not exactly Yud Gimel Midos. For example, Hashem Kel Rachum Lechanu does not appear. Hashem Erech Apayim V'Rav Chesed, and some other slight differences. The Ramban is going to note that. So says over here the Ramban, Bata Yigdal Nakoach Hashem Kasher Dibart Leimor Umahu Adavar. What's this thing that Hashem should do? He should be Hashem Erech Apayim La Tzadikim V'La Rishayim. Kishaala Moshe Lemarim. This is now quoting from Rashi. When Moshe Rabbeinu came up to Shemaim at Har Sinai, Matu la Kadosh Baruch Hu she kosev Hashem erech apayim. You saw Kadosh Baruch Hu writing the Torah. So Hashem is erech apayim. He's extended of wrath. What's the Art Scroll proper translation? Erech apayim.
Patience, but like not.
Okay, patient. Yeah. Okay, Amar lo letzadikim. Oh, Moshe means. Oh, I get it. If a tzadik makes a mistake, so you're not punish him immediately. Amar lo after the Rishayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu said no. Even to the Rishayim. Amar lo Rashaim, Yavodu, what do you mean? Rashaim, they don't deserve it, your Rachmanus. Amar lo Chayecha, Shetitzarech Badavar Azeh. On your life, you're going to need this Midah, right? Erech HaPayim, even for Rashaim. Kishachatu ba'egel uvimaraglim v'nispala lefana ba'erech HaPayim, right? When Egel, the Chet HaEgel came, Chet HaMaraglim came, and Moshe Rabbeinu Davin, Amar lo Kadosh Baruch Hu, ba'lo Amarti, Amarta li Tzadikim, Hashem said, but you told me I should only have Rachmanus on Tzadikim. Amar lo, ba'lo Amarta li af le Rashaim, but you said even for Rashaim. So now do what you told me you were going to do. Okay, an interesting medrash. It seems, whatever. It seems like very, what's the word I'm looking for? Anthropomorphic. You know what I mean? Like a Kadosh Baruch Hu is like a person. You know, like, what?
What's that thing?
Anthropomorphic is like attributing like human-like features to something that's
not human.
But okay, Usader. V'derech ha'emes takir. So okay, it's a medrash. You have to figure out exactly what the medrash is saying, but that's a medrash. V'derech ha'emes takir b'fnei she'ashem b'makom hazeh kasuv be'alif dalit. So you should know that the pshat of this pasuk, says the Ramban, is that if you look carefully, it says v'ata yigda na koach adoshem. Right? That's the shem Hashem. And adon is a lashon of master. It's a lashon of din. V'yomer shiya hagdula b'koach rachamim. That Hashem's greatness should be in being rachamim. What did I say again? Yigna koach Hashem erech apayim. I think it's saying it should change from koach adoshem to Hashem erech apayim. And Hashem is Hashem of rachamim. Ki midas hadini she mitucha kenegdam. Fine. Vizgir b'midos erech apayim v'rav chesed. Hashem erech apayim v'rav chesed. V'lo hiskir emes. It doesn't mention Hashem is emes. It doesn't have the midah of emes. Ki b'midas emes. Emes is din. Yuchayavim. So Moshe Rabbeinu is cherry picking kaviyachol from the Yud Gimel Midos, the ones that are going to be helpful in the situation. V'lo hiskir notzer chesed la'alafim. He does not mention the midah that Hashem guards chesed for thousands of generations. Because what would that be implying? That would be implying a Kadosh Baruch Hu made a certain promises to the Jewish people, and that's going to be carried through for all generations, for thousands of generations. So the Ramban, why not? Ki lo b'schus avos nispala Moshe achshav. Because Moshe Rabbeinu here is not even attempting to mention schus avos. That would be the midah of chesed la'alavim. V'lo hiskir b'tfila hazos la'avram liyotzak liyakov klal. And this whole tfila, all these psukim, there's no mention of yavos. V'atam ba'avur sha'aretz nitna li'avos u'mehem yershua. Because, says the Ramban, why not? Because the idea of Hashem's promise to the Avos is that I'm going to give this land to your children and I'm going to help them defeat the nations and I'm going to help them stay in the land, etc. That was the bris with the Avos. V'heim mordim ba'avosam. And this Chet HaEgel, that's not directly connected Eretz Yisrael or the bris to the Avos. In a certain sense, it is. I don't know the Ma'oninim or whatever. When they're complaining in different places in Mara, but it's just stum. They're weak. They're making mistakes. But here it's like mamish against the Yehud, like the destiny that was promised to the Avos. So how can you imagine Schus Avos if it's against the whole point of what was given to the Avos? If they more din ba'avos and v'lo hayu chafitzim b'matana shalehem asher Avos hayu bochrim b'maod. Right, this gift that the Avos were so excited about accepting this bris, their descendants are rejecting. So how could you mention this Schus Avos? That would be a contradiction. Ve'ich yomar asher nishpata lahem bach v'chal aretzos atin lezarechem. How could you mention when the Yidgulim are mentioned, right, and give them the land that you promised to them? What is they're rejecting the land? Ve'him omrim yef shinu b'matana. They're saying we don't want it. Below his gear, vichata'a. You gotta really, nose avon vafesha, vichata'a is missing. It says, nose avon vafesha, vinake. If I was doing this properly, I had to have like a printout with the original Yud Gimel Midos and like color coded like what's missing, what appears, but I'm just not that professional, so I apologize. Below his gear, vichata'a, babur she'ilu mizidim uposhim. Because the lashon of chata'a, chait, is thing which has this in Indian of shogig, chait. So you didn't mention chata'a because here they're mizidim uposhim. They were doing it intentionally. They were just out of their rejection of or intentional lack of bitachon. I don't know. Like they were aware of what they were doing. One thing I don't know, says the Ramban, why does the beginning not say Hashem and Hashem kel rachum v'chanu? It does not appear. Ulay, this is now interesting, Ramban. I hold it interesting. This is an interesting addition. Ula yada Moshe ki hadin matuach alehem v'lo yimcho li'olam. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu sensed this chait is different than the previous chataim. There's like no chance of actually having mechila. He's not going to forgive them. The din is spread out upon them and Hashem will never forgive them completely. Lechein lo bikesh rak arichus apayim shlo yamisem ki ish echav lo yishchetem ketzon bamidbar sheimusu b'magefa. So Moshe Rabbeinu's goal in this tefillah is just to make sure they're not going to be annihilated. And for that reason, when Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, Hashem, don't wipe them out. Give them rachmanas. Let them, let their children live. Let them have another 40 years, something like that. Amar lo, salachti kidvarecha. So that's what it means out here. I forgive them according to what you're saying. I'm not forgiving them. I'm not being mochel them. I'm not wiping away their sin. But I will accept, I will mitigate, I'll temper the punishment that it's not going to be absolute. I will be what you're asking for. I'm going to give them patience and give them an abundance of chesed to not destroy them. And it mentions here the idea that Hashem will visit the sins of the fathers on the children. If Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu is davening, Hashem, don't deliver their sins upon the generation of sinners immediately, but rather spread it out over the next generations. Yifkot avon avos al b'neim ule erech apayim yikchem. I feel like he's quoting a pasuk. Umizah isa gezeira lekvo lehem b'chi al ledoros balayla hazeh. That's the idea. This Tisha B'Av was the idea of b'chi al ledoros. It's the crying for all generations. Ki pakod avonam alzar, pakad avonam alzarim. Because even when the tefillah was accepted, the tefillah was only about not focusing all the onesh on this one generation, but spreading it out over several generations. When the Hitnatkut, the disengagement happened, whenever that was, I think it was like 17, 18 years ago. So you guys, how many? 2005. 2018. So the government chose the date, whatever, August 13th or something, for disengagement. And somebody told them afterwards, like, you chose Tisha B'Av to do it. They're like, oh, oops. So they made it a few days later. So then maybe there should have been a sign that it wasn't a great idea, but didn't realize that it was Tisha B'Av. So then they changed it. Selena. Okay. The Amar Rabbi Avram, ki ba'avur shematz'anu im yiru es ha'aretz acher salachti kidvarecha. Okay, so Ibn Ezra says as follows. You got to look in the psukim to get the clear picture, but Moshe Rabbeinu is crying to Hashem, Hashem forgive them. Hashem says, salachti kidvarecha. And the next psukim say, Hashem says, if any of these people see the land, then, right, like, chai ani, that they're not going to see the land, and only the children will see it. The ones they're saying our children are going to get killed, those children are going to see it, and they're not going to see it. So Ibn Ezra is saying it's just kind of a strange flow. Hashem says, I forgive them. Why is he then, in the following psukim, describing their punishment, how he is l'chora not forgiving them? So says Ibn Ezra, what do we see? Yadanu ki mila slachna arichus af. The idea of slicha doesn't mean that Hashem has wiped out the punishment. It means he's going to give them, give them a certain patience, not punish them immediately. He's holding off on their punishment until he's going to give them another opportunity. That I accept it. I'm not going to destroy them now, but I'm not going to forgive them either. Maybe if they do tshuva shleima, I'll forgive them completely. But I said to the Rabban, slicha does mean punishment. It doesn't mean wiping out the punishment. It means kind of not giving the intense punishment. Okay. And what did Kadosh Baruch Hu here mean? Salach tiki devarecha. La'am bechlalam, it's to the nation as a whole. Shleyakim b'midbar v'yushem v'yase oso l'goy gadol v'atzim v'menu v'zarim y'avdu min ha'aretz. It just means he's not going to wipe them out and make Moshe Rabbeinu into the Am Yisrael. Aval yislach lehem sh'yirshu b'neim es ha'aretz. He's going to forgive them in the sense of not punishing them absolutely. He's going to let their children inherit the land. Shleimusim b'magefa v'gadol sh'yitamu pigreim b'midbar v'yimusu sham kol echad b'vot yomo. Instead, he's going to let everybody die in his time within those 40 years. Interesting next end of the piece from the Ramban. V'hine b'mishneh Torah, there's a whole comparing stories in, let's say, Shmos, Vayikra, Bamidbar to Devarim and seeing what points Moshe Rabbeinu is focusing on, what he's not focusing on, and why, and how it's being presented by the Meraglim especially. There's a lot of differences trying to figure out what exactly that's about. But says the Ramban, "V'nei Mishnah Torah Hiskir Moshe B'Maisa Egel Tfilaso Asher Espalal Lehem." If you look at Devarim, so it says Moshe Rabbeinu mentioned you guys had the Cheta Egel and I davened for you. V'ar ve'esnapel lefnei Hashem Karishon and I davened to Hashem upiri Hashem Tfilaso, and it mentions his Tfila ve'espalal al Hashem v'omer v'ishir gamkein Tfilaso al Aaron, talked about his Tfila for Aaron by Cheta Egel v'lo Hiskir Lehem B'Meraglim Shispalal Lehem Klal. There's no mention at all about Moshe Rabbeinu's Tfila after Cheta Meraglim. So says the Ramban, what's the pshat? The kol ze ma aminatam sheskarati. I'll say it's lishitasi, says the Ramban. Ki lo hispalo limcho lahem, because the nature of the tefila of Cheta Egel is different than the nature of tefila by Cheta Meraglim. Cheta Egel was about actually forgiving them. Like they'll have a new chance, have a new start. So Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Am Yisrael, you should know you sinned, but when you do tshuva, you get a new start and you're able to kind of move forward and improve, etc. That's what we see from Cheta Egel. But in this Bechet Meraglim, that wasn't the story. Ki lo ispala limcho lehem, ela sheyisa lehem yarech apo b'yivkot avon avos albanim. The tefillah was not about forgiving them. It was kind of about extending their sin over the children and kind of spreading it out and watering it down. V'lo ha'isa tefillah so shleim alehem. He didn't have this absolute tefillah for them. He didn't want to mention that then. They wouldn't have appreciated that. V'akein lo hiskira lehem ki ha'yicholom litor lehem. He'd be like, well, why didn't you daven for us to have mechila? Well, anyway, it wasn't the purpose of Moshe Rabbeinu's story there. His Musar. His Musar was about the idea of Yudit Chatan, but Hashem forgave you. So as he's going to mention Meraglim, which is that he didn't really forgive them, and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't really daven to forgive them, etc. So maybe the next piece at the bottom is also important, but I'll just say it outside, because I feel like if I say it inside, maybe I'll take up the whole time. We don't have time to discuss more. The Ramban before is by, in Yisro, it's by the original Yud Gimel Midos. So the Ramban here is kind of cholik on the accepted pshat of all the other Rishonim. By Poked Avon Avos Albanim. According to Rov Rishonim there, it means, right? Al Shilishim V'al Ribeim L'Sonai. It means that a certain generation has a chait, so then Hashem says, I'm not going to wipe them out, I'm going to wait till the next generation. Maybe they'll do tshuva, maybe they're going to improve on what their fathers had done. If they don't do it, I'll wait till the shileishim, maybe even the ribeim or the fourth generation, and if then, like, they're so muchsuk in the chait that they're not doing tshuva, then I'm going to finally punish them. So that's the idea of poked avon avos albanim. So the Ramban, that's not poked avon avos albanim, because they're really being punished for their own sin. But says the Ramban, what it means is poked avon avos albanim, is that he spreads out, like he's saying here. It's even if the following generations, if they do tshuva shleima, then Hashem through his rachamim and through the miracle of tshuva will wipe everything out. But if they don't, they'll be punished for their father's sin and their grandfather's sin and their great-grandfather's sin. But it's going to be spread out over many generations to not be overly intense. That's what he says. The pshat is poked avon avos albanim. Maybe that's only by Avodah Zarah, or like here, it's like rejecting Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, fine. But that's the Ramban Shita by Poked Avon Avos Albanim. I wanna ask a question. And that is, I feel like this is one of those things where if I was good at Tanakh, I could probably have a whole Mahalach. But also, I feel like it would kind of like veer into like a gray area of like overanalyzing like Kadosh Baruch Hu or psychoanalyzing Kadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu, which I'm not going to do. So I'll put out the questions and then I'll give a part mahalach, but you guys can think about it. I would say in a certain sense, Baaloscha and Shlach are what, right, Moiv Rabbi or Rosenzweig would call parallel opposites. Why are Baaloscha and Shlach parallel opposites? Because we have Chataim of Am Yisrael, bad Chataim. We have the Misonanim and the Kibros HaTava and last week's Parsha. And here we have the Meraglim. And the reactions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu are almost opposite in the different Chataim. In Parshas Baaloscha, What do we have? So, Vayyam ra kimis onim rabos ne Hashem vayishma Hashem vayichar apo vativar bam eish Hashem vatocha b'kitze hamachane. So Hashem is angry at them, but then the rest of the real discussion, not the rest, but almost all of it, is a Moshe Rabbeinu kind of just like being misyaish. Vayom Moshe Hashem lama harios labdecha lama lamotzachin beinecha lozumis masakol amaze alai, right, etc. 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 In kach atos eli hargini naharog in matzasi achin beinecha al areberasi. Right, Yom Hashem Moshe, don't worry, calm down. Esfali shivim ish, and we're going to be able to deal with it. So it seems like Moshe Rabbeinu is kaviyachol like just enough is enough. Okay, and Hashem obviously he has kas, but it's not focusing on that. Okay, and then we get to the chet of the Meraglim, and Moshe Rabbeinu, as far as we see, he has no complaints. He's not saying anything about them. Right, it's just HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kaviyachol taking the place of the one who's like, just I can't deal with these people anymore. Vayomer Hashem Moshe ad ona yenatuni amazev ad ona lo yaminu biki b'chol ha'osos asher hazi biki bo akenu b'devar ro rishon eseh oscha lo gogadol batzu imenu vayomer shel Hashem shavanu mitzrayim kelis b'chol gogadol es amazev mikir bo. So in this, it's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol saying I just can't deal with these people anymore, and Moshe Rabbeinu is like davening, no, it's not so bad, maybe it's overreacting, you have to erech hapayim. And then eventually Hashem is salachti kidvarecha. So what's the pshat between why was Moshe Rabbeinu's reaction so extreme in Baaloscha and not in Shlach? Why was the Kadosh Baruch Hu reaction so extreme in Shlach and not in Baaloscha? So this is the question. Anybody have any haras, any suggestions? Do you agree with my question or not? You can look in Steinbeck or see what you guys think. I don't know. I think there might be something there. You could say some basic things. Like that would l'chora answer the question, even though it wouldn't be a whole fancy mahalach. But you could say something like it says in this week's parsha. Let's see. It says something eser pa'amim. What's the lashon of the pesukim? It says vayinasu si zeser pa'amim v'loshem v'koli. I think Rashi says that, I forget which Rashi it was. But the idea that Chet HaEgel was like step one and Chet HaMeraglim was step two. And it's not like Chet HaMeraglim is necessarily so unique, but it's kind of just like cumulative. You have all these Chetam, eventually you get to the point where like Kadosh Baruch Hu says enough is enough. So it could be, you could say there's nothing fundamentally different about the Meraglim that's so much worse. It's just that's enough. You could say Moshe Rabbeinu, now he has help. He's not overwhelmed. He has a Shivim Zakenim and he feels like Kadosh Baruch Hu is on his side. He's able to move on, whatever it is. You could give a shot like that. I want to suggest, I'm not going to explain Moshe Rabbeinu's reaction why last week it was so intense and this week it was so much more muted. Maybe he felt like they're mamish in danger and he just had to, like, obviously, even in Baaloscha Mistama, when the Misonim, Moshe Rabbeinu felt in his heart of hearts that his love for the Jewish people. So here he really, really felt like they were in danger, he had to just daven for them. But I want to suggest something based on what the Ramban said. If you look at the paragraph on the sheet, V'derech HaEmes. So what is, not that part. We're not. If you look, v'hiskir b'midos, the second line of that second paragraph. V'hiskir b'midos erech hapayim v'rav chesed vol hiskir emes ki b'midos haemes yu chayavim. Because the truth is, they really deserve to be annihilated now. V'lo hiskir notzer chesed alafim ki lo b'schus avos nispala Moshe achshav. Because at this point, Moshe Rabbeinu is not mentioning schus avos. Schus Avos is not relevant here. But hiskir b'tfila azos la'avram nitzlaku Yaakov kal. No mention of the Avos. V'atam ba'avur sha'aretz nitna li Avos umehem Yerushua. Because the land was given to them. V'heim mordim ba'avosam v'lo hayu chafetze v'matana shalahem asher Avos hayu bochrim ba'me'od. Because this is a rejection of the bris that was of the promise given to the Avos. Heich yomar asher nishpata lahem bach v'chol aretz tenlin zarechem v'heim omrim iefshenu b'matana zu. It could be what's explaining HaKadosh Baruch Hu's extreme reaction here is there's a difference between people do chataim, people make mistakes, people can even do terrible chataim, cheta egel, misonanim, and we make mistakes. As human beings, we make mistakes. But you can't, ein la'ashvos zeh to a situation where the person is just forgetting like the purpose of life. You know what I mean? Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, we're here. We have the Mishkan we were talking about last week. We have the mitzvos. We're traveling. Everybody knows their place in the machane. We have the whole system with the chatzotros. And 3 days. 3 days we're going to be there. Like, the end game is there. The finish line is mamish in sight. And the people are like, we don't want it. So, like, it's one thing to have a chait. People make mistakes. People are weak. People forget. But to just reject the purpose of the entire, like the entire story. We were taken out of Mitzrayim. We were given the Torah. We built a Mishkan. We're traveling. And now this is the purpose. To forget the purpose is a worse chait. It's just like, that's all purpose of life. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, like, enough. It's not only enough as enough because it's cumulative. It's like, what's the point anymore? Like, Moshe Rabbeinu, let's start over. Like the people just forgot the whole point of what I'm doing, what I'm doing for them. It's supposed to be about going to Eretz Yisrael, controlling the land and doing the mitzvot there. Like, that's the purpose of existence. And if they forget that, then like, what's this all about? So it could be that explains HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reaction here. That everybody makes mistakes. People even make terrible mistakes. But at a certain point, you have to remember the big picture. Remember the big picture of I fall, I get up. But if you forget like what you're working towards, bichlal, and you just like forget about the purpose, like that is so much worse. Maybe that's explaining what this is all about. So we should be zocher, especially now at the end of the year, especially the Shana Bet guys, but also the Shana Aleph guys. I feel like this is the idea of the your time in yeshiva. I feel like that's what it's about, because it's about kind of recalibrating, like what I want out of life and what I want to do, and therefore it's so critical. These years, people look back to these years, you know, 20 years later, 40 years later, because of this idea that, you know, afterwards you'll forget. You'll forget what you were thinking here. It won't be as intense. Won't be, but hopefully, when you do think back to it, it's going to be kind of a point of, yeah, remembering what the ikar and what the tafel is, which is l'chora, maybe what explains HaKadosh Baruch Hu's extreme reaction here. Okay, ad kan.
What about Moshe?
Right, I didn't get into Moshe. This is not explaining Moshe Rabbeinu's lack of reaction. Like I said, you could say different things, but they're not like, it's not a mahalach. But you could say either because he felt like now he has a shim skein and he didn't feel overwhelmed, like together we could do this together, I don't know. Or you could say because he mamish felt Am Yisrael's in sakana, like he had to do something, like there wasn't a place for him to be angry here. Like that would have just been a disaster. Like he felt like he had to overcome his intense anger. One way or another, but the mahalach is more about the Kaddish Baruch. Okay, Adkan. Kav Yachol. Hopefully it's not wrong.